You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria have officially identified the four officers killed on the Eastern Freeway in the Melbourne suburb of Kew. Leading Senior Constable Lynette Taylor, Senior Constable Kevin King, and recent Academy graduates Constables Glenn Humphreys and Josh Presney never made it home last night. As part of their duties, these officers would pull over speeding cars every day to keep the rest of us safe. Last night, that very routine task led to their deaths. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton.
The whole force is reeling this morning from what's occurred last night.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says it's a tragic reminder of how dangerous police work can be.
To live a life in the service of others is a deeply impressive thing. To lose your life in the service and protection of others is a tragedy. We honour those who have lost. We send our best wishes to their families. We send our best wishes and support to those who worked alongside them.
Leading Senior Constable Taylor and Constable Humphreys pulled over a Porsche on the Eastern Freeway. Police say the driver was travelling at 140 kilometres an hour and gave a positive drug test. Senior Constable King and Constable Presney were called in for backup to impound the car. The officers were all struck by a refrigerated truck, which for some reason veered into the emergency lane. Police say before fleeing the scene, the 41-year-old driver of the Porsche took photos of the morbid scene and shared them on social media. Commissioner Ashton says he was horrified at that.
It disgusts me, and today when I'm spending time with the family members of those deceased officers, I can tell you it will absolutely disgust them. And then to leave the scene is a very, very low act in my view. And if I wasn't wearing this uniform, the Chief Commissioner, I'd be giving you far more colourful language about that.
The man was arrested this morning. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville says the deaths will have a significant effect on the force.
This touches everyone, touches the whole community. It touches all those emergency service workers who, you know, forever will remember last night. It's going to leave a big hole for many people. I want to thank them. I want to thank the community for their support that they're showing Victoria Police now. It's going to take a while to get through this for everyone, but know that as government, we're there, we're united.
The officers were wearing body cameras when they were struck. Police investigators will now have to watch that vision as part of their investigation into what happened. Police will also investigate dash cam vision taken a month ago, which shows a Porsche, which looks the same as the one in last night's incident, speeding on the exact same freeway. A floral tribute is growing outside the station where one of the officers worked. Tributes have also been paid to the victims at federal levels.
That tragic accident occurred in my electorate in Kew, and our thoughts as a government, and indeed people right across this nation, with the families of those police officers, with their colleagues, with the first responders.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the country shares in the relatives' grief.
We stand with you as much as we possibly can, and we hope that provides at least some comfort to you. And we extend also to the Victorian Government our appreciation for the work they're doing to support those families. And it is a very, very, very sad day.
The driver of the truck is under police guard in hospital. Alan Lee, SBS News.